teams get ready to go. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Stating your opinion, are you serious, bro? Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Talking about some wrestling for just a little bit. Shoot, promo, shoot, promo. Tagged explicit so we can say shit.
Wherever you are in internet land, welcome to another edition of Shoot Promo, the only wrestling game show in the world. I am your host, Red Reddington. It's Saturday, the 7th of April, 2012. And tonight is the final episode of this season of Shoot Promo. Can I get an
aww.
But we appear to have been invaded by some people from another show. Can I get an But never fear, our valiant King of Promos team have stepped up to the plate to defend us. Can I get a hurrah?
Hurrah.
Yay. Hurrah.
Okay.
Hurrah. Very easy.
Yay, you are the face.
This week, let's introduce them. Let's introduce first our King of Promos for the first time ever, led by the Minty Fresh Mints.
Third man, you're going down.
Excellent stuff. It's tension. The tension is really rising here. You can cut it with a knife. Also joining him is the man who has got himself a spot on this year's Christmas show. It's the Irish one, PX!
King of Promos! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Bueno. And of course joining them is the multi-talented, multi-gendered voice of the balls, Swerve Face!
I was having a shit in the train toilet today when some bloke knocked on the door. He said, can I see your ticket, please? Not right now, I shouted. I'm having a shit. He said, I don't believe you. Can you pass it under the door? No problem, I said, sliding it under. The yellow bits of sweet corn.
Oh.
Okay. And with that tone dramatically decreased, let's move over to our other team. I don't have a name for them, but I'm guessing they're probably Team Serious, Team Smark, Smark, Team NWO 2012, something along that lines. But they are led by, let's give him a warm heel introduction. It's Gunner!
Hi, everyone.
He's in McDonald's.
That's your McIntyre reaction.
Hello. I am currently sitting in a McDonald's, and I was just wondering, hey, You guys know what the difference between you and Magic Johnson is?
No.
What?
At least you won't be Rolaids when I put you guys in wheelchairs laughing.
Ow. Ooh. Ow.
I don't get the joke.
Those American put-downs won't work over here, man.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Keeping the humor American. Since 2012.
Yeah. Humay. Let's move on. Joining him are apparently two men who have decided to call themselves the third man.
So RMD.
Let's first go to the other third man. The other third man, would you like to introduce yourself?
Say hello to the bad guy.
Hello.
Ooh. Hello. Nice to see you. Who are you?
It's Jacob, you putt.
Oh, God, he was here all along. He was
DDS.
Here all along.
Good God, it was Yankum DDS all along. And, of course, the man that we've been waiting to unveil the identity of.
RMD.
RMD.
He's an enigma. He's much like the egg that was the gobbledygooker. He's much like the very, very tall guy who was part of the SES. It's Mr. Wrestling 3. It's the third man. Please reveal yourself to everyone.
Oh
shit! It's RMD! Or is it?
Am I still banned from your server?
What the behind the second mask?
Oh no, what it's Boy Nexus!
What the fuck?
It's the ultimate swerve.
The ultimate swerve. It's Jacob Cass.
I shouldn't have said about those creepers in your house then. I should have just let them creep around and blow up stuff.
Well, say hello, like Sir Nan.
Hello, and ladies and gentlemen, you are all fucked.
Oh, so nice about it.
We're going to get buried.
Oh, so it's Boy Named Sue, Yankum DDS, and Gunner making up Team Serious? What are you calling yourselves, Gunner?
Team Serious as well.
Team Serious, that would do. And of course, I forgot to introduce our wonderful studio audience who are here to boo and cheer accordingly. Say hello, studio audience.
Hello.
Greetings.
Made up of four.
Yeah. I had a dubstep quote for this, but I just forgot it.
Wob 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 wob.
What? Didn't it just go wib wob wib 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 wob 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 wob?
No, it's one of those voice samples that gets randomly shouted right before the drop.
Oh, I see.
Drop it.
Anyway. Our wonderful studio audience will be taking part in some audience participation. Last week, we had our audience contribute to the Scenes from a Hat round, which was fantastic stuff, and we will definitely be considering doing that in the future. However, this week, Chris Jericho suggested to CM Punk that he would drink, and Jericho would be the one, and CM Punk would enjoy it, before pouring whiskey over CM Punk, smashing a bottle over his head, and then slipping in the whiskey himself. This is actually a famous cocktail in the WWE known as a Jericho Hole. So what other famous WWE cocktails are there out there, and what do they contain? So that's what we would like to know on Twitter today. Famous WWE cocktails modeled after superstars. So you can send them to us at Shoot Promo Show. And seeing as we have a brand new team here tonight who are, you know, a little bit amateur at this Shoot Promo thing. I know they tried to do it themselves once, but we'll go through the rules again. The teams will attempt to answer questions about the past week in wrestling, as well as taking part in some more improvisational rounds. Along the way, they'll be awarded points for making funny, positive, and original statements, whilst having points deducted for moaning, groaning, and making sweeping, generalized statements. Points will be awarded and deducted with accompanying sounds. For example, if a team says something slightly funny, they'll be awarded 1 point, which sounds like this. If they say something funnier, they'll be awarded 2 points, which sounds like this. And if they say something hilarious and make me fall off my chair, they'll be awarded 3 points, which sounds like this. On the other hand, of course, if they start drifting too far off topic or say something terribly unfunny, I'll deduct points, which sounds like this. So, seeing as we've been invaded by some other podcast, we might as well start off this week with winners and losers. This opening round allows the panel to build up an early lead for their team by each of them telling us who they feel were this week's biggest winners and or losers. For example, you could say that this week's biggest winner is Brock Lesnar, who after a 7-year absence from the WWE, returned last week on Raw to the biggest pop since Natalya appeared on SmackDown. The likelihood seems that Brocky will be feuding with Cena and Rocky for the WWE title at next year's WrestleMania. However, you could also say this week's biggest loser was also Brock Lesnar when he discovers what the WWE title looks like now. So that being said, teams, who do you believe are this week's biggest winners and or losers? Let's go to the Minty Fresh one. Mint, your winners and or losers for this week.
Okay, our first winner this week would be TNA. I know, completely out of the blue. For their talent, Eric Young, who's getting his own TV show called Fish America. Too bad the only cat smell like fish, he'll get his ODB. There's two losers this week. First loser is AJ, for causing Nigel Bryan to lose his title at WrestleMania. The IWC finds her more of a princess, much like Diana, but Daniel finds her more the French car crash kind. The other loser this week would be Team Serious, arrivals tonight, as they should be called Team Bronze, since that's all they will amount to.
Yeah!
Wait, hang on, they're going to come third on a show that only has two teams competing.
They're
that's
losing
impressive.
To the audience, yo.
They're losing to the audience.
Oh, I see! Oh.
Ouch!
Ooh. Ouch! Okay, well, fighting words there. Let's go over to the team captain of Team Serious. What do you have to say about that, Gunner?
Well, this week's biggest winner is Mince, that's for damn sure. Mince, because apparently he won the show that I just listened to a minute ago just to hear my own voice, which is, you know, the most amazing thing on this podcast these days.
Boo.
This week's biggest loser, however, is, whatchamacallit? It's a tie, really. It's between Natty Neidhart and Michael McGillicuddy. You see, the entire Neidhart family is, well, in the crapper, if you would, because, well, not only is Jim stuck in jail because he stole a bunch of prescription pills, Natty happens to be, stuck with this gimmick of farting. And now that brings me to the Henning family, which Kurt Henning is currently rolling over in his grave over this angle that happened on NXT this week. For the one person that saw it, what's up, window dump? You would tend to see that Michael McGillicuddy came out sniffing Natalia's panties this week. So if you're below the girl with the gimmick of the farts, well, I mean, I guess you're stuck in the shitter.
I was not aware that McGillicuddy came out this week on SmackDown sniffing Natalia's panties.
No, on NXT.
NXT. Oh, that's why I missed that one then. Okay.
Actually, he didn't. They retaped it, and he was sniffing her bra instead. It was creepy and weird.
Oh, good. I'm glad someone possibly realized that they wrote a farting gimmick for the panty sniffer. Or the sniffer of the panties, or the never mind. Let's move on. Talking of panty sniffers, let's move to PX. Your winners and or losers this week.
Okay. My winner this week is Sheamus, because Sheamus is the first shark, I believe, to become world heavyweight champion outside of sailing. Congratulations if you get that reference. But my loser this week is also Sheamus, because his title reign will pale in comparison to Daniel Bryan's. Maybe the next direction their angle needs to go is for Bryan to repeatedly jump him on his solar-powered moped or something, and perhaps wearing cool shades in the process. My other winners this week are due a return on SmackDown this coming Friday is Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, and Edge, the SmackDown 6, because it's a retro SmackDown this week. I mean, sure, two are dead, two are injured to a degree where they should never wrestle again. One's gone totally insane, one is Chavo Guerrero, but, you know, they can still out-wrestle the hell out of Jinder Mahal, Big Zeke, and company on SmackDown.
If they do return, I will give you a bonus 6 points. If they don't return, I will have to deduct 6 points from your score at the moment. Let's move on. Let's go to Yankum. Yankum DDS, your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, this week's winner has to be Daniel Bryan. This guy's managed to get himself so far over that the crowd will even cheer him when he uses psychological abuse against AJ, telling her to shut up and go home in the middle of the ring. This week's loser is also Daniel Bryan, because he's managed to get himself so over as a face that they won't even boo him when he uses psychological abuse against his girlfriend and tells her to shut up and go home in the middle of the ring. The other loser this week would have to be the Intercontinental title, because it is on Big Show. Big Show, who does not need a title, has not needed a title in a long time, and will deface the title by even holding it, is pretty much worthless with the whole thing. It's a terrible way for him to go out. It's a terrible way to hold the title. It's a terrible thing in general.
I would give you extra points there, but that was quite negative. So I should deduct points, but instead I'm just not going to give you any points at all.
It's a loser. I thought the loser was supposed to be negative.
Oh, okay, you've argued your point. There you go, you can have one. Let's go over to Swerveface, your winners and losers for this week. And Swerveface has managed to mute his mic, it appears.
Sorry about that. I don't know how to do. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Go ahead, man.
This week's winners are TNA management for the wish being true that someday a WWE World Heavyweight Championship match would be a lot shorter than Sting versus Jeff Hardy at Victory Road 2011. This week's losers, however, are fans of TNA after it was announced by the general manager of Impact Wrestling, Hulk Hogan, brother, that for Lethal Lockdown, brother, it will be Garrett Bischoff's team versus Team Eric Bischoff, Jack, where if Eric wins, brother, Garrett will be fired from the company. But if Garrett wins, brother, then Eric will no longer have a job and he will not allow to use the Bischoff name anywhere. Brother Jack, dude. Furthermore, Garrett's team will include fan favourites such as AJ Styles and Austin Aries. So yeah, they'll be using the talents that the fans actually like to get over someone that fans don't like. You want to know why? Because Hulk Hogan says he's ready, Brother Jack, dude.
This worries me that the stipulation is that you know, Bischoff will be out of a job, but Garrett Bischoff can't use his name anymore. Anywhere. So deed poll, I guess, maybe? Just, you know...
He can be Jackson James.
He could go back to being Jackson James already. Excellent. Good stuff. Let's move on. Let's go to the third man himself, Boy Named Sue. Your winners and or losers for this week.
Well, my winner for this week has to be Sheamus, who, after his 18-second squash match at WrestleMania, has finally managed to get himself over as the most over heel in WWE. My loser for this week has to be Red Machine D, who was originally slated to be the third man, but is currently locked in the trunk of my car.
One has to ask, how big is your car?
He has a Cadillac.
It's pretty fucking big.
Okay, you get an extra point there. Well done. Congratulations for having a humongous trunk. Let's have a look.
It must be a heavy goods vehicle.
Let's have a look at the scores after that round. With 18 points, slightly behind, are Team Serious. Just ahead with 21 points are the Minty Irish Balls. Let's move on as we go into our WWE round, which this week is about returns and debuts. So, Team Captains, who are you deeming to be ready, brother? Let's go to Gunner. Who have you selected to debut this week?
Brother Jack Dude, I'm going to pick my good friend and buddy and pal and Brother Jack Dude and Brian Knobs. Yankum DDS.
Okay, Brian Knobs, a.k.a. Yankum DDS, will be doing the WWE round for Team Serious. Mintz, who have you selected for the WWE round?
I can only choose who I deem the best in this situation, and that is myself.
I see. Modest as always. Let's have a look at this week's WWE round. WWE has seen a lot of faces show up this week, both new and old. Damian Sandow appeared in a vignette where he vows to save wrestling fans from their ignorance. Lord Tensai, the artist formerly known as the Hip Hop Hippo, returned from a soul-searching trip in Japan to tear Alex Riley a new one. Twice. And Ryback, the former Skip Sheffield, squashed Barry Stevens in the middle of the greatest promo this side of Michael McGillicuddy's on Season 2 of NXT. But most importantly, Abraham Washington is back, taking up his old buddy's Tony Atlas's job as Mark Henry's manager and enforcer. Now, imagine you are a low-level creative writer dropping teasers to a wrestling discussion board under the alias of a TNA wrestler. Vince McMahon has read the YouTube comments and is screaming in your ear that he wants to bring back the nostalgia of the 90s, and therefore bring back ridiculous gimmicks. So, looking for your hot prospects amongst free agents and those assigned to developmental, who would you suggest to VKM? Who do they do next? And what sort of wacky characters would they portray? So, who should debut next, and what kind of wacky characteristics are they going to have? Yes, ridiculous gimmicks, I said. Let's go to Yankum DDS first. Ridiculous gimmicks, my friend.
Well, if you're going to have some ridiculous gimmicks, you have to start with the best ridiculous gimmick of all. What you do is you get a guy, all right, and you paint his face white, and you put a big red ball nose on him, okay? And you bring him out to the ring wearing big baggy clothes and wrestling boots that are at least, you know, three sizes too big. And you call him Doink, brother, because that's the best. But wait, I'm not finished. Once Doink's out in the ring, he announces that he's got a tag team partner, all right? And then from the back, all you hear is gobble, gobble, gobble. out comes Gobbledygooker, and you have the best tag team in the history of the WWE, Doink the Clown, Gobbledygooker. They are... I got nothing.
Oh, there's a better for nothing!
Yes! Oh,
your bill button.
Okay.
You're roboting over there.
Oh, good. Well, I'll just continue talking and hope that at some point it stops and then my voice sounds somewhat better at some point along the line. Maybe it won't, maybe it will.
No.
Okay.
Your voice is more atrocious than the seconds it took for Seamus to bury Daniel Bryan.
Time for an American host to take over.
Mince, are you playing dubstep again?
He's listened to Sporty Oh Let Me Hit It Audio's original mix, best quality, exclamation mark, times three.
Cobra, is there any chance you can do the show on audio points? Can you still
sure,
hear me?
Let me pop it up.
Oh,
alright, let's get started on going to the other team.
Yeah, we'll have to do an edit somewhere here.
Yeah. Oh, your voice is back.
My voice is back.
Now it's roboting.
I've got it now. Can we cut from right before I say I've got nothing?
No.
Damn it. Can I still get my point for Gobbledygoink?
Gobbledygoink. All right, you have a point for Gobbledygoink. There you go. Right, so what we'll do is Cobra will host the show, and I'll just do points, I guess.
Your voice is better now.
Your voice is back?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, we'll cut from that point. All right, hang on. Okay. I will even give you a chance. I'll give you a chance, Yankum, to give that thing. Hang on. Okay, Yankum, come on. You got to think of something for this tag team. Go on, give us a name.
Gobbledygoink.
That'll do. A point for you, sir. Let's move on. Let's go to Mintz, I believe. Mintz, your wacky fantasy characters brought in to bring back the 90s.
I just wish that there was soothers or tunes or something for internet voices. I would give you them, Red, because that is fucking horrible. Now, I wouldn't actually... have a throw, but I would get Vince McMahon to have a look at the Headbangers and go, well, that was the definition of, you know, the music that was around in that particular point in time. But I would say to him, look, they were the definition of, you know, rock and, you know, new metal and all that stuff at that particular time. We need to do it for this generation. So how about this? Every week from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, there is an Instagram photo collation. No, close, that's what I was thinking. An Instagram photo collation of just this person is looking to debut. Now, he is called Hip Hipsington. And he debuts coming out to a remix of dubstep and a band you've probably never heard of. He comes out wearing... a Van Gogh shirt, tight jeans, and, you know, sandals with socks. Something like that. Not down straight. He comes out like that, and then he proceeds to run down everyone as being low education, is not in their league, hasn't listened to this band that nobody's heard of, and then he gets squashed by a returning Scott Steiner from TNA.
Carry on, if you want.
Other than that, I could only assume that we would do as the team are saying within the channel, where we get someone, instead of a giant mouse head, it's a giant rat head. Or, rather than that, why did we not get a giant Vince McMahon head and put it over Vince McMahon? And then just... let him come out and DJ. Let him do the strut to the ring, and then just let him DJ wub 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 all day. But it's the same WWE song over and over again.
I don't know if that would make Raw significantly worse or significantly better. It was also kind of worrying that you were slightly describing someone who I work with, who does wear sandals and those kind of things. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. This week, making a fantastic Brock Lesnar debut with 28 points are the Minty Irish Bulls, and this week's RVDs with 22 points are the Team Serious. So 6 points between it, but it's okay. We're going to move into our first free-for-all round, which is a new round entitled the Intros Round. If you've never seen Nevermind the Buzzcocks, then don't worry, because we certainly didn't steal it from that show. Our team captains will mute their headsets whilst I supply his teammates with a wrestler slash event. The two will then attempt to recreate the music, with no lyrics, to that theme for 10 to 15 seconds before the captain has to guess what the song is. There's 3 points on the line for a spot-on guess and 2 or 1 for anything that is close enough. Yes, it will probably end horribly, but we're going to give it a go. So we'll let those who are currently struggling in last place at the moment, Team Serious, to go first. So Gunner, if you can please mute your headset. Okay, so Yankum and Boy Named Sue, the first theme I would like you to recreate for Yankum is John Cena's theme. So John Cena's theme with no lyrics, so you can, you know, make sounds with your mouse or whatever you have available. A nice easy one to get us started off with. Okay, so can we bring Gunner back in? Taking his sweet time. He's not reading the chat. Not reading the chat, is he?
Did he go to fucking Neos, or...?
Is he...?
Permission to poke him?
I've poked him. Jesus Christ. He's gone to the loo. He thinks it's going to take this long.
Either that, there's a way to get another Happy Meal.
We can just say, like, terrible things about Gunner while he's away. He's fat! He probably is. I don't know. I've never met Gunner. He does have an awful lot of horoscopes, though, posted on his Twitter account, by the way.
Are we saying mean things about Gunner? Gunner is the nicest guy I know.
He is.
Wait, I did that wrong, didn't I?
What is he doing? Unmute, you bastard!
He's a bachelor's win to the play place.
Hello, Gunner!
I was just tweeting you guys because you guys wanted, like, drinks and stuff, and I was on the Samoan bulldozer, and I was trying to think of stuff, and then my poke button didn't work.
Okay, right, in that case, Yankum and Boy Named Sue, whenever you are ready, take it away.
John Cena.
There you go, fantastic, 3 points straight at the bat. I didn't even let them really get out of the blocks. But that's okay. Alright, well let's move on to your second thing. Gunner, if you can mute your headset again. But this time try and come back. Good God, we're going to lose him for an hour this time. Okay, your second theme I would like you to do is the world's greatest tag team. So the Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin theme.
Oh Christ. Oh my God, I could do this one, but I'm not on your team.
Okay.
I could probably do it.
Give me a sec. I gotta look this up on YouTube.
Alright, we'll give you a few seconds.
Dun 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 dun
dun. Okay.
Now the lyrics go: Tag Team, World's Greatest Tag Team.
You can't use lyrics.
Oh, okay, that one.
I know.
Okay. Alright, Gunner, if you can unmute yourself, please. Yes. Okay. Boy Named Sue and Yankum DDS, if you would like to do your second theme for Gamma.
All right. Here we go. Help me out, Yankum!
Everyone is just helping you out now. Okay, Gunner.
Yes, thank you, Punker.
Gunner, do you have any ideas?
I have one partially useful teammate.
Booker T?
God, no.
I will give you a point because there is a black guy in the team. No, it was the world's greatest tag team.
Oh, I was going to guess Kurt Angle. God damn it.
Let's see if the Starfish will do any
better.
Robots.
Robots are excellent, fantastic stuff. Am I still robotic or not anymore?
Still.
Fuck now. And there's the Hoover. Still going or not? What's going on here?
We're good.
Better.
We're good. Okay. Mince, if you can mute your headset.
Is it only two rounds?
Okay. Team B. Team Captain. Okay, we are moving away to our Team B, which is the Minty Irish Balls. Team Captain, please mute your mic.
Done?
Okay. PX, swear face. Your theme is The Hurricane. Remember, no lyrics are allowed.
Oh, shit.
Can I YouTube this for a few seconds?
Sure.
Which one is As the Hurricane?
The Hurricane, yes. The Hurricane.
Not Gregory Helms.
No, the Hurricane, stand back. Hang
on, I've got it here. Let me listen to it for a sec. Technically, okay. I can't really do his intro without shouting, stand back.
Yes, you can, just skip it.
Or you can just go, dun dun, dun dun, dun dun dun, dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun.
Should I tell him to unmute his mic?
Yeah. Let's go for it.
You ready? Okay.
I hope you know what's worth better than I do. This is going to be terrible, man.
Okay, go.
Ready?
Ready.
Do, 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 do.
Fuck if that's the one I thought it was. I thought it was. I thought it was the one that was.
Shut up, Swerve Face.
Hold on, Swerve, shut up. Cobra, you do it your side, will we, for 1 second?
What?
You do it.
Okay. Dun 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 dun. Unfortunately, since you asked me to sing it for you, you are getting incredibly Pac-Man. Red,
what?
Take it away.
Punker did that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Punker did that one.
Yeah, you know what? Pac-Man's for everyone.
No.
No. Because at least they guessed. Would you like to know? Or do you have a guess at all?
I have a guess.
What okay. is it?
I have no idea.
It's the Hurricane.
That is, you are both the worst Hurricanes ever.
Nope.
Swerve started doing some song. I was like, this sounds nothing like what I thought the Hurricane song was.
Swerve Face, you mute your mic. You mute your sound.
No.
Yes, I'm going. Jesus Christ.
Okay, then.
It's...
Okay, next one. Jesus
next
Christ.
One.
Are you guys ready for your theme?
Yes.
Okay.
It is... Next. David Flair.
God, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
What are you gonna...
So, are you...
Ready, Swerve?
Okay, then, let's go for another Pac-Man.
Okay.
Okay, is it David Flair's theme?
Yes! It is David Flair! Congratulations, Swerve.
Was everyone just...
I'm calling work.
Everyone's dead. Must have been the power of the David Flair.
Okay, so, yes. At the end of that round, the scores are 30 for the Minty Irish Balls to 26 to Team Sirius. So there's still a lot to play for here as we go into our next round, which is the TNA round. Now, this week's TNA round has the topic of no idea. None. Zip. Nil. Zippo. Nada. Zilch. Not. Zero. So, team captains, who in your team has no idea?
Swearface.
I have no idea.
Excellent, excellent. So it's Swerveface versus... is that Gunner?
That is Gunner. I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember anything at all.
Excellent, excellent. You'll be perfect. Because, well, it seems the inevitable has happened. We searched the internet far and wide for fucks given about TNA, and no fucks were found. Not a single one. It seems that this week, no one from the wrestling world was interested in getting spoilers because WrestleMania was in town and Raw was great. So seeing as no one has any idea what happened on TNA this week, I would like you to let the spoilers write themselves and tell us what happened on this week's Impact Wrestling. I will also like to warn you that there is a bonus -5 point answer. So, take it away. Let's go with the people who are a little behind, and we'll go with Team Sirius. Gunner, what happened on TNA?
This week on TNA, the show starts off with Garrett Bischoff walking out to the ring. He says that he's sorry for his father because his father is really Darth Vader. See, there was this one time that his dad went off on this spaceship thing. I don't know what the hell it was. Something in WCW 2000, but really, who remembers that? It's equivalent to TNA these days. They do a 10-minute promo in which Hogan comes out and announces himself as the new general manager for some reason or another. But who cares about that? I mean, it's only Hulk Hogan, the biggest superstar of all time, the man responsible for my birth. You know, and they talk, and they waste the first 15 minutes of time. So then out comes, you know, Samoa Joe and Matt Morgan. And Matt, they have a match, and Samoa Joe flobs around like a planet. And it's space-themed this week, if you didn't tell. Where Samoa Joe is no longer Samoa Joe, but he's Saturn Joe. And the rings of Saturn comes back when Perry Saturn runs in and does his rings of Saturn on Samoa Joe. Now Perry Saturn really didn't do this. It was actually just Kevin Nash in makeup. So then we move on to the Knockouts division, in which Gail Kim and Velvet Sky are in the ring, and they go for a match when really it's just interrupted by Mickie James, who does a hardcore country section, and they all scissor. When really, when I say scissor, that all they're doing is going into the ring with scissors, actual play scissors, and having a match. It's a scissor on a pole match. It's the ghost of Vince Russo all over again. Now you have that, but then they announce that the winner of the match will be able to compete for the Knockouts Tag Team title. That's a real thing? Wait, hold on. Let me turn a run sheet here. Okay, even the spoilers can't validate that title. Jesus Christ. But then you have the actual Knockout Tag Team champions come out, EY and ODB. Now they're getting married, if you didn't hear about this. And so I'm going to tell you what actually happened this week because it was hilarious. And EY is the only thing this week, or the only thing ever, that you should watch. Now, really, what happened was EY was having his bachelor party when it was really a digital bachelor party, when he's surrounded by laptops looking at things that should be bachelor party-esque. So there's a picture of booze, there's a picture of a stripper, there's a picture of his friends sitting around him, and then he looks at everyone and he goes, "Hello, I'm not really EY," and then he rips off his face. And then out comes this gelatinous tub of fat. And all of a sudden, it's a swerve. It's RMD.
Very good stuff there.
hold on. Main event. Oh, you're not, main done. Event. You're not done. Main event. We got to get to Bobby Roode here because, you know, Kurt Angle's completely relevant in 2012. God damn, that man can only get drunk. Well, and speaking of getting drunk, it's Bobby Roode and Kurt Angle running into the ring, and they're fighting, and they've been fighting this entire time. Why? Because they want to fight over the piece of scrap that actually gives them $5,000 more in their paycheck each week, because then they can afford auto insurance, because, you know, Mexican America can't afford it, according to that advertisement that I've been running. So if you get into the ring and you see Jeff Hardy and Bobby Roode and James Storm and Kurt Angle all in a tag match, it ends with Hulk Hogan coming down and a disqualification and tease for next week of Hulk Hogan explaining his actions.
It really is. We'll get serious in here.
Okay, very good stuff there. I want to announce, though, that normally we don't like incredibly lengthy answers on the show. So we will be doling out Pac-Mans if people go for far too long. But that was some pretty funny stuff. So let's go over to our other team, Swerve Face. What happened on TNA?
What happened on TNA? Well, we had our hour-long segment with Hulk Hogan addressing all of the roster about what they're going to be doing at lockdown. But in addition to that, he proclaimed that he'll be the general manager of Impact forever and forever, which produced a loud dubbed cheers and dubbed Hogan chant. So after a break, we see Austin Aries coming out for his entrance, but he is interrupted by none other than Garrett Bischoff, who comes to the ring and says, although he is not like his father, because he hates his father, he shall be like his father in that he takes up more TV time than anyone else on the roster tonight. He pleads to Hulk Hogan that he wants to main event lockdown against the world champion Bobby Roode. But Hulk Hogan comes out and says that he cannot, as a contract is signed for Roode vs. Storm. But he says that he can be in a lethal lockdown with Team Garrett Bischoff versus Team Eric Bischoff. And says that you make a team and they will help you get over, brother. And you, if you do that, you will face the champion at Slammiversary. Next up, it's Eric Young's having a bachelor party. I'm not going to go into specifics, but the ending involves Jeremy Borash being raped by a man in a dolphin suit. Jeff Hardy has been told that he will be main eventing tonight against Impact Wrestling's biggest star, Garrett Bischoff. Jeff Hardy is a little bit pissed at the fact that instead of wrestling someone like Billy Ray or Bobby Roode, he's going to be wrestling Garrett. So he decides to pull a victory road, and under 88 settings, Garrett Bischoff wins. Then there's a female knockouts match, which basically involves everyone being smothered by chocolate, loads and loads of chocolate. So they're just spraying it all over like fake tan, and they're just licking each other, and this is not PG, but it's chocolate. And then Billy Ray comes out saying that his calves are hungry, so he tries to lick the rest of the girls off in all places. And then at the end, we see a preview. We see Hulk Hogan, and he's just on his Twitter, and he presses the tweet button, but instead he hears the garage door opening, and he's also gaining an erection. And that was pretty much off Impact.
Okay. I was going to say that you went on a bit too long, but that last bit... Brilliant. At the end of that round, we have 39 to 38. In 38 points, we have the Minty Irish Balls, which means that currently in the lead at 39 points are Team Serious.
We're going over, brother.
Bullshit.
So next we have our second free-for-all round, the Wrestling Gazette. The Gazette is the newspaper that features all of the wrestling content from the past few weeks. This week's issue of the Gazette has a featured article on Kelly Kelly, including a list of 10 things you didn't know about her. Kelly's last name is the same as her first. Number 2, Kelly Kelly has blonde hair. Number 3,
Kelly Kelly lives in the United States of America. Number 4. I ate Pop-Tarts for breakfast this morning. Number 5. I don't think I did them right, though. They tasted a bit weird. Number 6. I mean, I think I cooked them right, but the instructions were hard to understand. Number 7. It said to store the box in a cool, dark place. Number 8. Away from sunlight. Number 9. So I guess that was a place the sun doesn't shine. And the number 10 thing you didn't know about Kelly Kelly. Kelly Kelly is allergic to hemorrhoid cream. So teams, whilst the rest of the audience gets over their sudden aversion to Pop-Tarts, could you delve into the newspaper and read out any articles, adverts, or classifieds from the paper?
Wow. The response is great.
I thought that somebody was going to call out and be like, hey, can you guys do this, that, the next thing? But it's a free-for-all, and I forgot.
Cash Flow Newsweek, obviously.
Okay, I have an advert. Cash Converters, now selling 2 high-quality Hall of Fame rings. Please contact Vic Flair.
I'm classified here. It's for tutoring. The Scott Steiner Institute of Math and Economics will teach you in anything, because you have a 33% chance of actually passing your grade, and then you add my 66% chance of actually getting money, and then you have a 125% chance of doing this wrong.
This just in. Shut up, AJ.
Here's an interesting article. Seamus found dead in an Orlando dumpster. After show.
Maria Menounos to form a tag team with Natalya. The ultimate shit stable.
American American Airlines Arena would like to find their roof after it was blown over by the return of Brock Lesnar.
I found an article here. It's written by Virgil, but it doesn't seem to say anything.
The average human can get pi to 1,000 digits. Kelly Kelly can name STDs to 1,000 digits.
There's a want ad here. Wanted. Single white female looking for geeky vegan boy to pine after and adore and not be treated like crap.
Wanted. Many people wanted to appear in an Orlando, Florida studio to listen to 45 minutes of promos and 5 seconds of wrestling. Any interested, please contact Dixie Carter of TNA Wrestling.
TNA wanted a paycheck.
I'm seeing a little personal ad here. Help me, I'm trapped on NXT.
I'm seeing an advertisement here as well. For $150, you can purchase this pre-worn pair of panties, and it's from a guy named McGillicuddy. Oh God!
Goodness. So, yes. I think it's time for us to close the paper today, as we move on, and at the end of that round. The points are, and I am tabulating them, 47 to the Minty Irish Balls, and dropping behind again, 44 to Team Sirius.
Lol, what?
And now as we move into our general round. No, this is still anyone's game. The general round, the week's final round before spontaneous promotion, is entitled The Year Ahead. So, team captains, who have you selected to predict the future?
I have chosen Mystic Meg. I mean PX.
We have chosen the third man for the third segment, who is going to come in first, because he is the best, and that is boy named Sue. Put on your swami hat, kid.
Alright, so another year has gone by. It keeps passing by, and Larry Zbysko didn't die. But let's look forward to the year ahead and what a great year it could be. So it's time to get out those crystal balls, stir the tea leaves, and come up with some suggestions for what lies ahead for us wrestling fans. Some things to consider. Hulk Hogan is now in charge of TNA again. Johnny Ace is now in charge of Raw and SmackDown. Both men have excellent track records when it comes to running a company. Brock Lesnar has returned with the possibility of yet more people John Cena has feuded with coming back to lay him out each week. Watch this space, Carlito. Taker, Triple H, and HBK have ended an era. Not sure what era they've ended, but it appears that a new one has started. So, what do you see in the future for next year? Let's go over to the Minty Irish Balls first. PX, what's coming?
Well, let me see. I think, first of all, I think it's going to be a big year for Ryback. Ryback, who's made his return this SmackDown. And Ryback, see, he hasn't had enough time to show exactly what his gimmick is. I believe Ryback's gimmick is that he's bringing back rye. He's it's his favorite ingredient in beer, and essentially he's going to be bringing beer bottles to the ring a la James Storm. Plus, a lot of gimmick room to work with there. Larry Zbysko, who survived his death, he defeated Death in a one-on-one match there. So the potentially showing by defeating Death in a match is going to be carried to the WWE. He's going to get at least one match with The Rock, maybe work, or maybe even a shot at John Cena to see who really will not die. Which makes me think maybe Matt Hardy should be in there too for that instance. And finally, I feel Brock Lesnar also made his return as due a big year. I think since WWE Studios bought that film Leprechaun, he's going to be in it. There'll be a scene in Leprechaun where it'll be Brock Lesnar facing up one-on-one with Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle, of course, just winning Money in the Bank, as he was very much due this year. I predict a scene where it's going to be Hornswoggle just basically gutting Brock Lesnar and pulling out his intestines.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, let's move on. Team Sirius, boy named Sue, what is your prediction for the future?
Well, my prediction for the future pretty much circles around the fact of, with TNA on a somewhat downturn, I think we're going to finally see that the 2012 will finally be the year where Mommy Carter finally pulls the plug on the cash flow. In this situation, you are going to see a gamut. It'll be the year of the indies, with all the little indie promotions coming up from below, and then you'll finally see not just a return to the regional system, but also you'll see one promotion in particular rise up, and that, yes, of course, must be Chikara. After last year's stunning success at their last pay-per-view, is in a wonderful position to rise themselves up and take their rightful place as the number two wrestling promotion in the country. I mean, think about it. Such marquee names as you have the promo. Forgive me, I'm new at this. You have the potential for such marquee matchups as Brody Lee versus Fire Ant, and Johnny Gargano versus Los Ice Creams. And I mean, honestly, with those kinds of matchups in the making, you have to think it can't be too long before Chikara goes from number two to number one. They're ready, brother.
Oh my god, I don't know what blows more. You or the wind behind you?
Do I sound okay now?
Yes.
I'm back, bitches! and I'm better than ever. Let's have a look at the scores after that round. I've been trying to do it myself, trying to conduct the show every single way, which way. Thank you, Cobra, for taking over. But let's have a look at the scores as we move into spontaneous promotion with 50 points, slightly behind our Team Serious. Slightly ahead, though, with 55 as we move into spontaneous promotion. Are the Minty Irish Bulls? Let's get this show on the road as we move into our final round, which, of course, is spontaneous promotion, where the teams try and make up some final points before one of them heads in to defend the indefensible. Two members of each team will randomly select a wrestler, situation, and a wild card by using the letters A to D. Bonus points will be given for good impressions and remaining in character as much as possible. So, WrestleMania is over. Lent is almost over, and Drew McIntyre is still not over. But that's okay. It's a time of change. It's almost Easter, which means it's time for chocolate and rabbits. Yeah, I have no idea why, of all things, we celebrate the resurrection of some bearded bloke with chocolate. But hey, Jesus. I'm okay with this. It's better than celebrating the birth of your son by cutting off part of his penis. So this week's spontaneous promotion wildcards all have something to do with Easter. So that being said, teams, who have you selected to be spontaneously penised? I mean, promoted. Let's go over to the Serious team. Who have you selected to be spontaneous promoted, Gunner?
I signed up for the promotion, not the penis.
But who else? You need two people, my friend.
Oh, two people. It will be myself and, of course, Yankum DDS.
So Gunner and Yankum. Okay, Mintz, who have you selected for spontaneous promotion?
It shall be the two people penis power, myself and PX.
Mintz and PX. Okay, well, we'll go to Gunner first. Gunner, you have free reign of the board, A, B, C, D. What are you going for?
I would like, B, please.
And then?
C.
And then?
A.
You have to pick three letters, okay? B, C, A. Fantastic. Okay, you are Damian Sandow. You have just summoned a skeleton army from the ghosts of the people trapped in the Great Wall of China whilst it was being built and have recruited Sin Cara to play their entrance music. Hint, it's dubstep. Okay? And your wild card is you have just hatched out of an egg. So you are Damien Sandow summoning a skeleton army of ghosts of the people trapped in the Great Wall of China whilst it was being built and have recruited Sin Cara to play their entrance music, which is dubstep, after you have just hatched out of an egg. Okay?
Okay.
Right, whenever you're ready, take it away!
Well, hello, everyone. Hello. And I am here in China with my wonderful, wonderful friend, my associate here, Mr. Yankum DDS. And he is going to help me summon the masses, summon the old King Dynasty. And he is going to help me summon the warriors of this great dynasty in this great land, in the Red Nation. And he is going to help, and they're going to help me. They're going to help me because they are going to make a Sin Cara. Wait. Sin Cara, will you please hit the music?
Hey, he botched that spot. I am amazed. This is amazing. It's stone warriors from China dancing and singing and percussing and oh, look at the beat. Oh, look at the movement. Oh, wow. I must go. I must shed these this mucus, this membrane, because this egg that I have hatched out of my egg transporter, it ruffles my feathers. It brings out the worst in me. So come, Yankum DDS, come, Sinkara, come, all of you Chinese King Dynasty warriors. We must dance into the night.
I'm going to give you a bonus point because you did that in McDonald's. God knows that doing that in McDonald's in America, I'm surprised you're not dead. A bonus point
there
for bravery.
Like, there are like maybe 5 or 6 people staring at me right now.
You're probably in with a chance there, mate. Let's move on. Let's go to Mintz. Mintz, you have a slightly less of a free reign of the board. What are you going for?
CBD.
CBD. Fantastic. Okay. You are Carlito. You are recording a pre-debut vignette. It's pretty normal so far. However, your mango tree has begun to flower, and you are admiring its beauty. So that is... This actually makes some sense in a way. You are Carlito, recording a pre-debut vignette, and your mango tree has begun to flower. So whenever you are ready, I'm dreading this with a Scottish accent, ladies and gentlemen. Carlito Caribbean.
Hey, that's cool, man. Now, I'd like to tell all the WWE Universe that tonight on SmackDown, I will make my cool debut. But now, I would like to point out to my left that this, my mango tree, a fleshy stone fruit belonging to the genus Mangifera, consisting of numerous tropical fruiting trees in the flowering plant family Anascaridae. Now, I would like to point out that tonight I will bring it down to the ring, and everyone to my left and to my right, we shall boom boom shake the tree, boom boom shake the tree, until my mangoes hit the ground. Much like Stephanie McMahon's mangoes hit the ground. However, I would like to point out that in this, the Caribbean, and is cool, in several cultures, it is known as a floral decoration at weddings.
I lost it slightly at the Stephanie McMahon comment, but I'm amazed to know that both Rey Mysterio and several other wrestlers all sound exactly the same.
They come from the same place.
Puerto Rico, SPW.
I.e., when Min says they come from the same place, he basically means not Scotland.
How do you think half when people say, do you come from England? Fuck off.
Let's move on. Let's go to Yankum DDS. What are you picking, my friend?
Can I do CDA?
Yeah. No, hang on. Yes, you can. Yeah, you might as well. We'll go with that. Yeah, I think that's all right.
Okay, I would just like to note at this time that Gunner has disappeared, and I can't help but believe that he was probably thrown out of the McDonald's he was in.
Oh, God. Well, in that case, we'll just carry on with the show as usual. Your selection this week is, you are Heath Slater.
Yes.
You have been appointed the general manager of WWE's newest brand, Super XT, which is a merger of Superstars and NXT. However, you have been resurrected after 3 days after being buried the day before WrestleMania. So you've missed Brock's debut, etc., etc. So that's Heath Slater. I've just realised how inappropriate this is, but never mind. Heath Slater, you have been appointed the general manager of WWE's newest brand, Super XT, after being resurrected 3 days after WrestleMania. Whenever you're ready, Yank of DDS, take it away.
Hi, y'all. Heath Slater here, the one man, Southern Rock Band. Let me tell you something. We are going to have a good time on my new show Super XT. Let me tell you something. We got some new music coming in. It's Sweet Home Alabama. That's going to be the intro to the show every single week. Sweet Home Alabama. And then, you know what we're going to do? Freebird. Freebird at every single show. Let me tell you. Now, I may have been gone the last 3 days. I was resurrected by the wonderful, the beauty of the Southern Rock that raised me and made me and gave me the power to be here and be the general manager of this show. Let me tell you, I am ready, brother. I am ready to lead this show and make it the best. Every single week, I am in the main event because God knows I'm never going to be in the main event on Raw or SmackDown.
It's sad, but it's true.
I ain't beating that promo. I'm not going to lie. That was great.
It was good
PX,
stuff, man.
If you're scared, well, there's always the swerve option as a last resort.
Don't take it.
Do you want it? Do you want it?
No, please don't take it.
No,
PX.
You do it. You do it, PX. I've done it many times.
You should do this.
Let's do it.
Okay, you get the slim pickings this week, my friend. You are Muhammad Hassan. You are conducting a promo, bigging up the defeat of your latest opponent. However, you suddenly lock eyes with the love of your life, Heath Slater, and profess your love for them before leaving the wrestling world completely to complete a life together and end this tragic saga. So whenever you are ready, please bring the Tony Schiavone, New Jack, Muhammad Hassan, Kurt Hennig saga to a close.
I am here, and I have one thing to say. Undertaker, he was nothing. Muhammad Hassan, number one, I have overcome all the racism. I've overcome all the odds to defeat Undertaker at WrestleMania. None of you Americans believed in me, but I believed in me. So fuck America. Fuck all you people. You don't appreciate, you don't deserve Muhammad Hassan. I'll tell you who deserves Muhammad Hassan, and he's staring at me from the front row center right now. Oh, Heath Slater. Oh, the beautiful, the red-haired, the son of Rock Brand. Oh, a Raw, SmackDown don't deserve Muhammad Hassan. I'm going to Super NXT with Heath Slater. We're going to listen to Sweet Home Alabama every Wednesday night. We're going to listen to Freebird every weekend. Heath Slater, I love you. And I don't care what my fathers say. They don't agree. I don't care that New Jack promised he'd kill you. I love you, man. We're going to run away together. Ow!
Beautiful, man. It's beautiful. I almost want to play the Sad Hulk theme.
We can do it at the end because, you know, it'll be the end of season 2 soon.
Before we have a look at the final scores, I completely forgot to do this. Let's have a look at some of the suggestions that people have sent in for cocktails offered at the WWE bar. Some of these are brilliant. Let's go from the top. The Scott Hall, which is essentially 5 bottles of JD from Window Dump. Several from Window Dump, actually. The Shockmaster. It's a bottle of whiskey thrown through a wall. It's very hard to make since most of the bottles just break. Vicodin, Somers, alcohol, and various paints. It's called the Jeff Hardy. For Matt Hardy, just add sour grapes. The sexual chocolate, a mixture of gin, vermouth. I can't pronounce that. Never mind. Let's move on to another one. Mm-hmm. The Scott Steiner, throwing an Irish car bomb into an overflowing measuring cup of liquor of your choice. I've also got a Steiner screwdriver. Hang on, let me find this one. The Steiner screwdriver, a mixture of orange juice, vodka, eggnog, and steroids. The CM Punk, it's just a Diet Pepsi on thin ice. The TNA, it's just a bottle of wine. The older, the better. And finally, from Not Big M, the AJ. It contains... Shut up, AJ! So...
Could I just thought of one. Could I make that suggestion real quick?
You can, go ahead.
It's the... it's called the Molina. Well, it's from Molina. And the drink is called Sex on the Everywhere.
I would give you an extra point from that, but unfortunately we have to do the final scores. It is 71 points to 69, 2 points in it, ladies and gentlemen. This week's winners and going through to defend the indefensible, despite everything that has happened on this show, is, or are, in that case, the Minty Irish Balls!
Yes!
Yes! We yes. win, lol.
Yes! Yes! Yes, Minty Irish Balls wins. Lol, fuck you! You didn't have RMD, so you can win. Fuck you all. And what's that boy named Sue? Yeah, I'll continue to allow creepers to blow up your Yeti mountain for that.
Yeah, this show sucks anyway.
Real shooting going on here, guys. Real shooting. They're talking about Minecraft. Anyway. We have to move on because Defend the Indefensible is, of course, our final round where this week's winning team gets to battle it out for this week's star prize, which this week is a trip to New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's a great place to not work for the WWE, and it pretty much guarantees you a return to the business when you get back. So, the team captain, Mintz, will assign both himself and his teammates with a letter A, B, or C. Each letter corresponds to a statement that no wrestling fan could possibly defend, but they will have to for 30 seconds. The person that defends the statement the best will go away with the star prize. The players will be judged by the defeated team of Team Serious, and if there is a tie, I will cast the deciding vote. So, that being said, Mintz, who's getting what letters?
Me A, Swerve's B, and somebody else C.
Somebody else.
Damn burial.
The hatred continues. Okay, well, Mintz, step up to the plate if you would. Your statement to defend this week is WWE should remake Crush Hour with current superstars and a wacky racers theme. Your time starts now.
And that's my thoughts on it.
Is that
that's
really
not
it?
A defense.
Is that, that's not a defense, man. That's like there's like 10 seconds left. You gotta say something else.
I am the best. PX sucks. Squareface is a dick.
This is literally... Good God. Okay, let's move on. Squareface, are you ready?
I suppose.
Okay. Davey Richards versus Michael Elgin deserved 5 stars. Your time starts now.
Meltzer just can't tell the difference between them. They all look the same. Because, you know, do you know why they all look the same? Why Meltzer gave him 5 stars? Because it's always been a fantasy of mine to be a sex slave for 2 bears, male and female, pleasing the male with his tongue, and vice versa. Yeah.
You still got another 10 seconds.
Well, Minteris Balls wins. As always, see you next season. We'll come back one day.
It's not even. They're not even trying. Good God.
Because what are you going to do? You're going to say, oh, next week there's actually RMD's coming back and we have to fight him again.
No. And finally, PX, your statement that you have to defend. You might as well try, considering no one else has. Scott Steiner speaks perfect English. We just don't understand him. Your time starts now.
Nobody appreciates the problem with Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner speaks perfect English. You know, it's your own fault. It's your fault you don't understand what Scott says. You should have all sippy.
for Scott Steiner. He speaks perfect English. Why don't you understand Scott Steiner? It's because you're all British. You don't understand anything. You're all fat asses. You just don't appreciate the poise, the elegance brought by Scott Steiner like nobody else can. Only Scott Steiner. Only Scott Steiner can speak perfect English. Everybody else is retarded. Everybody else is brain problems, man. It's Scott Steiner who speaks perfect English. You don't appreciate it. It's like Shakespeare. No.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what to make of this show, ladies and gentlemen. Gunner, Yankum, and Boy Named Sue, if you can send me your votes either via pokes or whatever you want to go for here. Okay, there's one vote in. Still only one vote in.
can the audience just vote? It's the last...
No. Okay, right. We now have, and last but no means least. Okay, well, it is a unanimous decision here. 3 points to this week's winner. Going home with the trip to New Japan Pro Wrestling is none other than PX!
Still, king of promos, and Mince still sucks.
Your mother.
And me.
It's like the team's breaking up. Dissension from within. Will we see a minty Irish Bulls wolf pack? Who knows?
wait. Whoa. Hold the phone. So, we were supposed to pick the funniest, not just the American?
Thank you very much for listening to this episode, our final episode of this season. But you can go back and revisit and re-listen to the entire tournament by going to shootpromoshow.podomatic.com. Our first show of Season 3 will be a celebration of our one-year anniversary of this show, with some of our veteran players battling it out as Cobra T. Washington makes a triumphant return to the Shoot Promo ball pit as a team captain. Take on the man with the most famous microphone, probably second only to mine, in the business, Russonomics! We'll be returning to the original format on the 28th of April, so come along to the TeamSpeak and get yourself on a team. Of course, if you would like to get more involved with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, @ShootPromoShow. You can like us on Facebook.com/ShootPromo. Let us know what you think of the show, as well as find out more details on how to be part of our audience. It only leaves me to thank our teams. The Minty Irish Bulls, led by Mints.
PX, I hate you so much.
PX!
Still king of promos.
Swerve face!
I'd post a joke, but in all serious, every Friday, 7 p.m. UK time, Crumpets and Complaining. They might not be Shoot Promo for a few weeks, but come on down to Crumpets and Complaining.
Yes, please do. Support the needy. And of course, this week's team that have come along to join us this week, Team Serious, led by Gunner.
In all seriousness, thanks for having us on. Originally, we were supposed to be one of the teams that were going to be in the tournament, but we got to do this little spot, which I thought was a lot cooler. So, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. It's been lovely having you, along with Yankum DDS.
Yeah, wookie.org, facebook.com/smarksmark, twitter.com/smarksnark, follow us, like us, we invented the original wrestling game show, so.
Yeah. You can keep telling yourself that. And of course, the third man himself, Boy Named Sue.
To be completely honest, I'm going to admit something here. I was never supposed to be here today.
We all know it was going to be RMD, but you locked him in your heavy goods vehicle.
I was your host, Red Reddington. Everyone after three. 1, 2, 3.
Men's up. Don't record it.